Here's what we're gonna do. Since me and Kenny talk real loud, we're gonna share that microphone, and I'm gonna give you this one.
Okay. Damn it, I thought I was about to have my own microphone.
No, so switch. You come over here, Kenny.
Why do I have to come over?
Because it's easier, because I got all the shit
because
over here.
Because I can't move, because I'm in charge.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Matthew.
Some things never change, you fucks.
Yeah, I know, right?
My ass got all warm in that chair. You're going to love it.
It is toasty.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, God.
Now we can see what goes. This is much better, though, because you can put your arm around somebody you love.
Nick went missing again. Nick, you back?
Somebody was at the door.
Carol was at the door.
There was a small human child.
I wanted to bring Carol.
He came to collect Wes.
I wanted to bring Karen and be like, please
agent?
Talk to us about how you fingered your husband.
Are we recording?
We're still going, dude.
Oh, I just see this and
dude,
it's like
let's take
not
a break.
Moving, but this is
oh, it's going.
Let's take a break.
Freaking the fuck out, bro.
Can we take a break?
When did this whole break thing start?
That's what I'm saying.
What happened
we were
to that?
On a
We've
break.
Always taken breaks. Let's take a break.
I know. I normally take breaks from conversation. It's just, you know.
I mean, we got a hot hour.
I'm trying to adjust this to where it doesn't push itself off the table.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about wires.
Wires.
You ever seen the warble?
You ever got wires?
Right, I'm just exhausted. Like, I'm exhausted from speaking.
Why are you? You're just going to lean back? It doesn't have to be your
break. Just talk louder.
Can we take a break?
Oh, I'm exhausted. I can't talk anymore. I'm pooped.
Hey, I got emails from Joe. Oh my god.
Emails from joe.com.
Joe Cham says last name.
Whoa.
I thought you were going to say Joe Mama, honestly.
Actually, no, he had. It's not a bad deal. So let's see. Hey, Tristan, I got a question for you. This one comes from Joe.
Oh, it's for me?
Yeah, it actually is for you. Is the word engorged gross or sexy?
Really?
Yeah. What
is
do you think?
Gross.
Or sexy?
It's gross. That's gross.
The word engorged.
She
gross
engorged
or sexy?
My dick with her pussy.
I mean,
I need you to use it in two examples. One for make it sexy. I need you to make the word engorged sexy, Tristan. I need you to talk sexy to me. And then I need you to make it gross.
Because I'm good at nothing if not making things sexy.
Yeah.
So.
I've heard these
things.
We and Kenny have always said that about you.
Yeah.
Get in on that microphone.
Dig in, baby.
There you go. You can take that and lean back a little bit. Just don't go on break.
Oh, Nick's back from break.
I'm
back
from break.
One, I guess I'm a little offended that I would have to fall into an extreme and not somewhere in the middle.
Nope.
With that, like, because I don't necessarily find it gross or sexy. So,
you find it semi-attractive or like less attractive?
I mean, it's a word.
Does it make you hard or make you want to puke? Or
although, just kind of I guess if I had to choose the extreme, it would probably be a gross thing.
Okay. Yes. Now, could you make it sexy?
Could I make it
use
sexy?
Use it in a sentence, a sexy sentence.
Use it in a sentence and don't use the word clit.
Don't.
Just
keep narrowing me down here.
Yeah.
God.
Using a sentence, but not a sexual sentence, but make it sexy.
I had 40.
Can of beans in here somewhere.
I had 40.
It's one word. Really. It's not really a phrase anymore.
Can dash of dash
right.
Beans.
It's a compound word.
I don't know.
Sing it. Also.
There's a new T-Swift song with the word engorged in it.
Is there?
No.
T-Swift?
I don't know.
Sing it, yes! He was going there! God damn it, man! Let the man fucking work magic over here. That's all I'm asking.
No, I mean, one, you know you can't put me on the spot with that. I have no idea.
All right, I'm going to sing it.
All right.
I just touched that and I should have apologized it.
You tell me shit.
Should have taken a break.
You've
been taking all breaks. You took a break from responding to Tristan's text messages for an entire week.
This is the break show with talking on the side.
So Tristan, what have you been up to, man? Now that the crazy person who wants to talk about throwing gay people in a dumpster is gone.
I don't think he knows how that works.
I've been telling Wes for years, I don't think he knows what gay is.
It's like, you know, gay, like dead.
You know, like when Patrick goes to the Clarksville for a week and can't work at the shop because he's gay.
My parents always told me, if you ever come home gay, you're dead. I just equated the two together.
I just assumed when people died, it's because they got too gay to live. Oh, Grandpa died of the gay.
Grandpa gayed today.
Dear dearly beloved.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the life and gay of this dead man.
Of this gay man.
This gay man.
Bring out the ceremonial dumpster.
We were gonna...
they picked a nice dumpster.
I don't know why you don't can't take it with you. You
know? His mangled body looks great in there. Looks like he's sleeping uncomfortably
on top of a bunch of other dead gay people.
Somebody put some trash in there. I find that disrespectful.
But you know, dumpster is a dumpster.
A dumpster is a dumpster.
That's just his body. His spirit's really dead.
His spirit's up in heaven being straight, but his body's down here being gay and dead.
God wouldn't take his body because God doesn't like gay people. So he took his spirit and he's going to clean him up and make him look real nice.
To be fair, God just doesn't like gay penises.
Right, that's true. He cut his dick plumb off.
God doesn't like gay people because they're atheists who try harder.
Gay-theists.
Gay-theists.
Atheists with an agenda. So, Tristan,
that's
what have you been up to, man?
One word.
It's a fun game we do on the show.
Woo!
So
we haven't played the game yet.
Tristan, here's the game. Let's keep asking Tristan the same question and see how long it takes to let up.
It is a game that I have gotten very good at.
So, Tristan, what's new with...
Hey, Nick, what's going on? Break time again? Crazy!
Hey, Tristan, what's this? Oh, fuck off, Tristan. Hold on. Real quick.
It's great to see you, Tristan. So let's talk about something else and exclude him.
That's real interesting, but hold on one second.
So engorge this. Does that make it sound sexy?
Engorge this. Sounds like an order.
Stick this in your butt is what it reminds me of. Like,
it fluttered, if that answers your question. It gave me a flutter. So.
My dick fluttered.
So you getting that dick wet or what, dog?
I mean, like
in a pussy, dude.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Not just like dragging it through buttholes.
You've been through the dumpster lately.
You've been rocking some pussy getting wet britches?
Oh, what?
Sweatpants, you mean?
Yeah, dude. What you just said made no sense.
Where can you find those pants?
In the gumpster.
In the gumpster. You need to make all the chicks.
It's actually next to the athletic wear.
I think that was Wes's way of being like, when I die, put me in a dumpster.
It's
closer getting more and more non-existent.
Oh, dude, you're going to wear tube top next week.
Tube top and like knee-high socks.
Right.
And just like an anklet. On top of the socks.
He's going to get Bose tattooed on the back of his thighs. So when he wears short shorts, everyone finds him sexy.
He's just got this condition where his clothes vanish upwards as he gets older.
His shirt's going down his pants. And eventually he's just going to be wearing
a belt.
It's terminal.
He's going to be listening to this because he's dying because he's so gay.
No, he's gay because he's so dying. You're not paying attention.
Right.
The older you get, the gayer you get.
Closer to gay you get.
Given my dad's recent behavior and how nice he is to me, I would argue that might be factual.
Or the Catholic Church. This might be factual.
So for real, though, you emptying those nuts?
I mean, yes, clearly I am.
Are you?
But, yeah, by myself.
Clearly.
By let me myself. Show you my nuts. They look like prunes. Come on.
Let me inspect your nuts. Let me see how empty they are.
Well, Melissa was sending me photos of you with your arms around a lady. Is that your girlfriend?
Who?
It's like Inspector Gadget, but just nuts come out of
there. What are you talking about?
She sent me a photo of you Gadget hanging out with girls.
I have zero, like, show me a picture.
Oh, I don't have it anymore. I delete text.
So you're lying.
That's what you're saying. I don't have it. That thing
so
anymore.
Quit fucking homeless people.
Oh, you mean that proof of that thing that you just said?
You sent me a text message that goes, I'd like to introduce you to my beard. And I didn't know if you were talking about the awesome beard you have on your face. Or if you were referencing a girl and you were giving yourself shit.
Yeah, and we cleared that up when I said, ha, 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 good one. That's
the inflection
much, yeah.
You used in the text message.
Have you ever texted
caps.
Tristan?
This is actually the first time meeting Tristan, so yes, we've texted before. We did a little stint on Craigslist.
We've been pen pals for a minute.
Just
so
a minute.
Yeah. Literally, we've been texting.
It's weird. He slid me his number across the table. I started texting.
And all I slid.
Whoa!
Which, by the way, you haven't met Ryan Black. You have, and you have. Yeah, but that man. You, I'm going to recommend to you what he has done, and that is to download the Air Horn app.
But it's so much funnier to do it like this. You know what I mean? Like, that's the fun part. Is like, I don't want to do that. I just want to.
You'd be surprised because it's so not funny that it makes it hilarious when someone's just pulling out an app and blasting an air horn.
Yeah, in the first mashup we did.
Yeah,
because he was doing that last night.
Is he?
He was.
Is he?
No. He was. That's how words work. Okay. No, he was doing this last night.
I'm so glad you're here to correct my grammar.
That should be the name of the brother.
Izzy.
Sounds like a fucked up kid's toy. I got this Izzy at the Dollar General.
Did you guys know that I didn't know what sudden infant death syndrome was until yesterday?
And you love it.
SIDS. I didn't know what SIDS was.
I'm only surprised because you weren't aware of a way that a child would die.
Like, without you having to do it.
I would expect you to be
well
versed in many different ways
of
children.
The lady was saying that she feels like it's because of vaccinations. I read that last night where she was like, all the SIDS happen within these specific, like, 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months, but not any other time.
That's when they're infants.
I know, but yeah, they were trying to make this point and wrote a whole fucking article.
It usually happens before they're a toddler. It's weird.
Sudden toddler death syndrome seems premeditated.
Sudden preteen death syndrome. It's called suicide.
Like, I felt bad because, like, I was sitting there with the guy at work, and he was just kind of like, yeah, SIDS, and I was like, what the fuck is SIDS? And he's like, kind of gave me a look. I was like, no, I'm not being
the
really
coolest.
Told no, it is.
At work,
and he was like, sudden infant death syndrome.
Y'all are making SIDS fucking jokes.
Dude, our boss was gone for an entire day.
About, like, you know, just saying a curse word out loud.
No, and I was
y'all
just
are making SIDS fucking jokes.
No, it gets way fucking worse. And I was like, what is that? And he goes, well, sometimes a baby just dies. And I was like, because you wished it enough? And he was like, no, they'll they'll be in a crib. And I was like, they're allergic to cribs. And he's like, let me finish. They'll roll over and just suffocate. And I was like, well, then it's not sudden. They suffocated. It's not sudden.
It's kind of drawn
some
out
early people
though.
Are just not good at breathing.
Yeah, I was like, babies are dumb. Don't know how to breathe.
On that same note, and this was Friday as well. I don't know what it was with babies, but I said something. You know when you say something, and immediately as you start to say it, you're like, I shouldn't say this.
No.
But I'm just going to keep going. So
you're asking. Ask Nick that. Don't look over here and ask me that.
The girl that sits right outside my desk here was, like, talking, and she was talking about, like, she said something to the other girl and was like, do you have, like, does your baby ever aggravate you so much that you, and I was like, want to drown in a tub? And then I was like, why? And then immediately I was like, why did I say that? I told her, I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I opened my mouth and it came out. And I felt really bad and I just turned around and I went back to work.
I was like, first of all, fuck them. Because, like, if you have someone's life in your hands and you're bathing them and
you
kind of
want to smother it.
The thought never fucking crossed your mind that I could just drown this child. Then you are a liar.
Postpartum depression is real.
Pete
like, I don't have
time.
Kids, but I can just imagine that.
Anytime I see a kid, I'm like, I could kill that kid.
I just drown the kid.
On Pete Holmes' podcast, he talks all the time about how he loves to tell his girlfriend that he could kill her with his bare hands.
There'll be
I'm not going to do it, but I just want you to know. I'm strong enough to kill you.
I'll go to Emily's
hands.
House and she'll be asleep still, and like I'll grab the pillow and I'm like, hey. And like she'll wake up and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to, and then she's like, what are you doing?
This is awkward.
Plus you need another
pillow. I'll just be like, I wanted this to be the last thing you see. And then I'll slowly put the pillow. It's like, I just wanted you to know I could do it. That's all I want. I want you to wake up to know that I could do this. But like with the sudden infant death thing we were talking about, I was like, man, having a baby is such a roll of the dice, man. And the kid, no shit, without looking up, goes, snake eyes, baby dies.
Who is this?
It's his kid.
This is who I think it is.
He sits to my left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't you recruit him?
No, I looked over and I was like, he was just like, and then, like, I just died because up until then, like, I knew that he was kind of cool, but when he said that, I was just kind of like, snake eyes.
Time he goes outside, he runs his his mouth that he runs and hides all day and night. Ugly cherries bona fide all day and night. My girl's so sad. So mad, cries and cries till his eyes are red like two ugly cherries up in his head. Like, he's alright, 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 he's alright, he's
Did you get my text message last
night? You had a game.
Huh?
You had a game.
Well, a buddy of mine said that he decided he's going to name his kid Darth Brooks.
That's a bad
Darth
idea.
Darth Brooks. That's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a game. It's called, I don't know if it'll be funny on the show or not, but it's called Smallest Smile.
And it's I already lost! Huge smile! This brings such a smile to my face.
Smiling's my favorite.
Yeah. I could go without it.
It's where you... It's where you try to smirk.
I could go without it.
It's where you try to make the smallest
smile
possible.
That's the face I make when I'm like, I want my face to look just like my butthole. It's like,
so the smallest smile, it would almost, I don't know, let's try it. You go first.
Okay.
All right. Pretty fucking good.
Tristan's over there going like, "Well, Tristan's gonna win because he's not able to process genuine happiness. So all he's ever done has been sarcastic."
Okay.
Yes, it's terrifying. I don't know how to feel feelings.
All right, I'm doing it.
He's doing it.
Shit.
Tristan, you
no,
go.
No, it was the smallest.
What, the smallest smile?
Yeah, make the smallest smile.
Put your lips together.
Oh, see, that's... I was just trying to purse my lips into the smallest smile. So, but you mean like...
You were just trying
the
to make...
Smallest...
I'm trying to make my mouth look like a child's anus.
Right. There it is. Is that the smile?
I didn't see it.
It's the same thing Nick did. Judge this, Nick.
Do you know we both have... We all have mouths with the same muscles. And, so...
I like that you cleared your throat before you did this. Hang on. Another ride. Just need round two.
Gotta get my...
Ave Maria.
That was it.
I saw it.
Whenever someone just says something in passing, or if I think of something in my head, then that... That will be.
Dude. It's weird. Like, all right,
here, check
like,
it out. Check it out.
Like,
there were so many times at work where I would yell at him, but like,
"You're just Elvis."
I would be like, "Are you fucking with me? Like, what are you doing over there?" And he'd just be like, "I'm like, I'm your boss. I'm your boss.
Let me in your head."
So that was the, so that's how the small you just gotta be like,
yeah.
Like a quick, it's like quickest. Smile.
Oh, this no, no, I mean, it can be.
What's up, baby?
I don't know how to say
you like guys with Tourette's.
Like, I don't know. Like, every photo I've ever taken, it's like, make a smile. I'm just like,
make a smile.
I don't know. I'm like,
do your fucking weird smile.
Dude, I mean, it looks like
every photo
do the big
fucking
one.
Person in the world. Hey, guys.
This one.
Every time my mom's like, all right, smile. I'm just like, she's like, please stop looking like you're crying. I'm like, I just don't know the difference. I only really understand two feelings, anger and humor. It's that fun smile. I'm just like, this is completely visual. This is not going anywhere.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We want to
one. Strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, hear the roar on the crowd. Strike, swing away. A diving catch, a stolen base. A perfect game, a triple play. Another playoff race, yes. World Series champs will keep hoping and dreaming and you will serve. With a little faith and love, you will serve. Keep hoping and dreaming and you will serve.
It's for your butt clit.
Bowling ball, bowling ball that bitch.
Your blitz, your cut hole.
I just want to wear you like a glove is all I'm saying.
So, no, Frill, do you, are you seeing anybody?
Seeing you all right just now.
Like, interested.
Do your eyes work? Are you seeing people?
No, like,
how's the vision? Well?
You eating your carrots?
Pat actually works for Doctor's Value Vision. It's
I get it, you know, it's commission based, so I gotta get people in to the office. Right.
Hearing's fine too, you can taste things. Like, how are your senses?
I just farted, can you smell that?
Can you taste it?
Can you, you hear it?
Can you feel it?
Yeah, can you feel the tension?
How's that dog going?
How's the
Diego?
Dog?
You don't remember the
Chico and the man?
Like, you know the name of the dog.
San Hector.
I know it's a Spanish name. Carlos.
It's Rico.
Suave.
Look, don't you talk to your sister about that.
I don't
bullshit,
talk to my sister.
Don't you talk to your sister about that.
I want you to talk to your sister, but exclusively about the dog.
Hey, remember that dog you gave to Tristan that you were real sad about that he wouldn't get back to you? How you doing? That would be
yeah.
the conversation to have with her.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is your sister
that...
older than you are?
I don't know.
Was she around when you were born, or was she...
I'm taller than her.
Was she already a person when you were a person?
Right. I'm taller than her, so I think I'm older than her.
Okay.
Yeah. Same goes for grandma. I'm taller than her.
Sorry, I was
like 96, probably.
I'm
or
gay
she's 14.
Shit.
I'm
near
gay
dead.
Shit.
I'm so gay.
And dead.
I'm gay dead.
Sorry,
it's a dumpster company is what brought age into the world. That's all I'm saying.
I just
big
miss
dumpster.
I miss you so much. I'm just like, I want to fire off questions, but then we won't give you a chance to answer.
Tristan, nope. This, now this. Guess what? This.
All right, see y'all next year. That was great, guys. Glad we did this.
So we talked to Tristan.
And Nick's on break.
Break time.
I'm going to fire off questions. You have to answer them yes or no. All right. Are you seeing five questions? You have to answer yes or no.
30-second time limit.
Is the dog doing all right?
Yes.
Are you seeing anybody?
No.
I knew that. I knew that. Is it serious?
I'm not in a super serious relationship.
Are you intercoursing with her?
No.
Do you still get a boner when you French kiss your dad? Yes or no? You have to answer yes or no.
10 seconds.
I like the idea of it. I mean, it's okay. Are you talking about my biological dad or the trucker dad?
Carney dad.
Knuckle?
Talking about Carney dad.
Carney.
Sorry. Time's up there, dad fucker.
Carney as Dada.
What you might not know is Tristan's biological father.
His name is Carne.
No, he's in the carnival business.
He was a carny.
He's carne asada.
His first name is Barney Carne. He specializes in... He has his taco stands called Carne Asada.
Barne Asada.
Barne Asada.
It's Barney's Carne Asada.
Oh, it's called Barney Outsider. That's what tacos stand. Ah!
Barney's Carne Outsider. It's a walk-up taco joint at a carnival.
It's just broken down to such a level that it, none of it makes sense.
This is all the show is now we just analyze the phrases we say and he's, break them down some more.
He's actually schizophrenic. He just throws money away at things. Like, he does... Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't have money at it.
He actually throws old gay dudes away.
The Brooke Brothers dumpster home.
I just figured you'd like the wordplay on that, man. You love a good pun.
Yeah, that's why I made one. How about that?
Damn. Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and take
Carne as Dada. Carne
as Dada. So you talked to him lately?
How lately is lately? About 11 years ago?
Yeah, why is Eric Estrada's nickname not Carne? Eric Carne Estrada. That would be the best. He would still have work. Go ahead.
Have you talked to Johnny Depp McDonald's lately?
Get his people on the line.
Right, we'll... Let me dial them up real quick. Boop, 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 boop. Hello, Eric Estrada's people? Oh, no, they're all dead.
Oh, they're all just hanging out in the dumpster.
Right. How's your sister doing?
You talk about the one that looks like
Johnny Depp McDonald's?
The one who rock and roll Johnny Depp McDonald's?
Yes.
Do you know
Orlando
that story?
Bloom,
yeah,
Johnny Depp
McDonald's.
Talked
about it 2 weeks ago. It's hard to tell when you and Wesley
we talked about what? You talked about my half-sister.
Yeah. Oh, dude, most of the podcast is us talking about you.
Dude, there's about a handful of people who are just going to be like, Tristan's fucking back. Fuck yes. And there's people who are like, Kenny's and Wes are back. Fuck yes. And there's going to be the new people like, What the fuck is really happening? Yeah.
So
I feel like
okay.
This is going to be huge.
Yeah, I feel like this could be a thing.
So when I was like 24, 25, I've never fucking laughed. I got my dad got in touch with me. My biological. Actually, no, my bad. It was. My stepsister came out of nowhere. Not stepsister, half sister.
She came out of nowhere. I was fucking her, but she didn't tell me she was gonna come. So
just punched her in the mouth. Boom. Yeah. No, and
squirting like a damn sprinkler.
I had a finger up my ass. call this show callbacks.
And that's all it is.
Oh, but I don't call her back at all. And, like, my biological dad was trying to get a hold of me, and then I found out that I had a half-brother.
I'm behind the dresser. That son of a bitch ain't getting me.
I had a half-brother and a half-sister, and they were, like, three years younger than me.
Hang on, Tristan. Nick's on break. Let's wait in silence while he goes and pisses again.
I'm going to take this photo of Nick on the podcast.
Just start a tally.
I'm a little sorry.
He's more sorry than you are, Patrick.
But not in like an apologetic way, just in like life decisions.
I don't understand. You're sorry. You fucking got me a job.
No, yeah.
You helped me turn my life around.
I liked it. Let this one go for a minute. That started really airing his grievances.
My dad and laundry.
He made me dinner and it didn't have no ketchup.
I hate ketchup. I dare him to put ketchup.
He didn't have no mayonnaise.
Wait, like... You hate ketchup altogether?
Yeah,
you don't
we've
like
been
it
through this 100 times. I hate ketchup on my dad. I hate ketchup on my fries. I fucking hate ketchup.
I hate catching up on series that I missed last week.
That's why everybody's like, have you seen it yet? Nope, I hate catching up. I ain't watching. I have to watch live day and day TV.
What about ketchup milk? You like that?
What is
Kilk.
That?
Kilk.
Something I made
exactly
up.
Exactly what you think it would be. Right.
It's something I made
it's
up.
Just ketchup
it's
or
this
milk.
New, it's this new drink I just made up.
Do you remember? It's delicious.
That I knew you would hate. Yeah.
It's this new drink that I made up before.
I'm just thinking of the smell.
Do you remember
smell.
Green and like when they colored ketchup? It was like,
oh, yeah, that was so gross.
The fucking nastiest thing in the world.
Yeah,
you don't remember that?
It was,
no.
It was
I remember
disgusting.
When they had like nacho cheese ranch dressing and they're trying to make salads cool.
Or I saw this one thing. I'll let you, I swear to God, back to your story in a second. There's something now. Dog condiments. One's called Petchup, and one's called Muttstard.
Tristan, have you been making...
By the way, I've got a new job.
I was going to say, this is how Tristan makes his first fucking millions.
What are you doing?
I got emails from a guy who wants to talk to you, so you keep telling this, and we'll get to those emails.
Okay, so...
Or females.
We're gender's fluid on this show.
Emails.
Right?
So...
Emails and she wears.
God answers emails.
That's so fucking gross.
And so I look her up on Facebook, And actually, she tries to add me. And then I'm telling Patrick and Nick, I was like, oh my fucking God.
I was in the room when this happened girl, in real time. I was with you.
Oh, were you?
Because it was when you moved in with Chris. I was at your house hanging out.
Kristen and Tristan, no fucking shit. Yeah.
Sitting in a tree.
F-U-C-K, gay as hell.
P-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Dead in the dumpsters where you find them.
And
that gay sex gotta get behind them.
And she looked exactly, because the joke had always been if I had a sister, she would look exactly like me with long hair. Yeah. And swear to fucking really? God,
I never
looked
got
exactly
so
like
hard.
Me with long, just
dick
same
rock hard,
like same stringy,
cut diamonds with
like,
it,
thin, long hair.
Hairline was the same,
and it was like all I could tell by her pictures is that
she fucks.
She had a mound of chest hair,
and she had
on her pussy
chest hair to her pussy. Mound. And she loved her parrot. And that was
made
like,
love to her parrot.
Hottest some bitch I ever met.
Yeah. Only thing the parrot could say was, Oh,
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go.
I'm pretty sure she loved NASCAR. I know she loved WWE.
Right, fight me like Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
I was gonna say Jeff Jarrett and Dale Jarrett at the same time, but it worked out perfectly. But she loved Jarrett. NASCAR and WWE. Wrestling. So Jail Jarrett would be the one.
Jail Darren.
And in her
Darren, get your goddamn ass over here and fuck your sister.
In her interest section, it all one word, no spaces, where it was Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp, McDonald's. Which, first of all,
I thought it was Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp, Rock and Roll McDonald's.
It wasn't Rock and Roll.
Are you sure Rock and Roll was fucking Wesley
positive.
Willis? I am thinking of Wesley Willis. Okay.
It was Orlando Depp Bloom, McDonald's. Johnny Depp.
You're right.
That's my favorite song. I just changed the words to match my interests.
Right.
But like,
anytime someone says,
so like,
Johnny
I mean,
Depp.
That, because the thing was like, someone could be interested in all those things. The train of thought to put them all together,
right.
But like, I don't, not, but not interested in punctuation.
Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp. Okay, whatever. They've been in multiple movies together, and then McDonald's. Like,
I just under like I
Norm
think
McDonald's. Like, Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp, Norm
it's
McDonald's.
It's a great hobby.
McDonald's, not the restaurant.
I like Norm.
I like old.
Andy.
I like Ronald.
What I do know is that very shortly after we talked about that, it was gone from her profile. Like that was.
Oh, did she listen?
We think so.
She never brought it up to me. Probably because I keep rejecting her.
The way that you like describe her like makes me always think of Miss Moo Goo.
I'll show you a picture right now.
I found you, Miss Moo Goo. Did I ever tell you?
Oh
about
shit!
That's her daughter.
That's her. The squirt
that's
video.
Mugu.
Oh yeah, where she.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That ain't pee. That's squirt. And her pillow's just fucking riddled with big ass yellow stains.
Which, by the way, is pee. That's what that. Yeah, that.
No. There's the Skene's gland.
Oh, this
watch
discussion
your,
again.
You
yeah.
watch your
you
mouth.
Better take a break now.
No.
There is urine in squirt.
And there's also squirt.
What's that stuff you buy? It's grapefruit soda.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Delicious.
Skene's gland.
That's where the cum comes from.
I drink ski specifically.
Ski.
That's where ski comes from.
That's where ski comes from. The
Skene's gland.
Have you ever made a chick squirt, Tristan?
You know what? No, I don't think
I haven't either. Yeah?
Cool dude!
Yes. I think it's happened one time and I was like, fuck yeah.
You were so sweaty, you didn't realize it.
It was just my sweat dripping on her. I squirt all the time.
Yeah,
I'm squirting right now.
I pissed inside this chick. She loved it. And she peed it back out at me. In my mouth. In my eyes.
I pissed in her. She had to pee anyway. She had double piss.
Right. So. It was like we got married and the two met. And it was fucking sexy.
The eternal piss.
Right. I'd already come, but my dick was still rock hard. Mixing piss together.
We'll come when I'm all out of fuck.
I always say.
There'll be time for coming when the fucking's done.
God,
Oh my God, Tristan.
Which, okay,
you know,
so
you really, are you
most
for, like the best picture ever. Well, they're all good if you ask me.
Most of them are gone.
Most of them are the nudes I took of her.
Artful though, don't worry.
They're tasteful.
Tasteful.
They're tasty. Yeah. Yeah.
Artful's a word. They're tasty.
You can jack off to
tantalizing nudes of your stepsister.
So
half sister.
You're half me. This is only half weird.
She got the bottom half, so her dick is huge.
Tristan got his mom's dick. She got her dad's dick. Welcome back, Tristan.
So there used to be like just pictures of her directly, but this is as good as we can get. But you can see
what bikini.
It's me.
Which one is she? The one on the left?
Oh God! Damn.
It's the one that looks like me.
That
with
is. It looks like you. That's fucking insane.
Yeah. So she used
her dick hair's even styled the same.
I know. Why is your dad in that? Who's that guy in the picture with her?
I have no idea.
That's Johnny Depp McDonald.
It's not my. It's not my head.
Hey, what if that's his name?
It's his entire name. It's just not hyphenated.
I know it's not my half brother because I know what he looks like.
I know what his dick smells like.
He is a juggalo, and that's how me and Patrick were talking about that. Yes.
Is that what is that?
Wicked clown.
Oh,
Patrick, that was your in.
Oh, I know.
So
wicked clown. Tell
what are you
do,
what are you doing? Are you?
I've got an email from Joe. Do you guys
I drink pee and
start
I see
ripping the Howard Stern show.
Is that the same guy the engorged thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Joe says, he typed a goddamn novel.
Dude, Joe rules, man.
So,
Joe's a pilot.
Fucking structure.
Yeah.
Joe's an electrical engineer.
First of all, Joe.
Except there's one fucking. That's not a goddamn paragraph.
Joe, I'm sorry.
One fucking sentence, Joe, is not a paragraph. God damn it! I was just fucking giving you good.
The first rules are creative writing, and there are no rules.
Three. Sentences or more make a paragraph, Joseph.
Well, I know that Joe knows exactly how I feel.
Every fucking
because
thing. He's like, these window blinds are loose. I have a degree in this. It's every fucking thing. Pat has a degree. These headphones? Shit. My degree. Oh, I got a piece of paper. Am I hanging on
you're
the wall?
You're 5 degrees closer to getting your ass ripped.
Joe knows exactly how I feel, though, because we've been going back and forth on whether or not we're going to talk about what Joe's talking about.
We are.
That's true.
So first off, Joe,
let's read a broken paragraph from Joe.
Thank you for playing
broken
Stabbing
paragraph.
Westward.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe.
Let's see. I'm trying to get
that. That was an entire paragraph to Joe. That was it. Great job, Joe. Why don't you go to Patrick's school where you can learn how to fucking write a goddamn paragraph?
I went to the same university that these two dickheads went to.
It's creative writing. It's a creative paragraph. It's creative in the way that you...
We wrote this paragraph backwards.
Hey, Joe, we're not going to read your letter because Kenny knows more than everyone.
Go ahead and read it.
Hey, Kenny, no, I don't want to be a low blow. Kenny, where's your degree?
I didn't have to fucking waste a bunch of money to take a job. So, but no, seriously, read Joe's
letter. No, I'm not going to read Joe's letter.
Joe, now he's being a pussy. Joe, when you send him another fucked up email telling him how big a pussy he is all in one fucking word paragraph.
No, I guess I'll answer his questions next week, I guess, Patrick.
We're going to Skype you interested. I'm sick of this shit with Joe.
By all means, let's make this about your old dick measuring contest, Patrick.
You shouldn't have put me and Patrick on the same side. This is somebody else's fault. I don't blame
myself.
We're
just holding our dicks out as we yell at each other. One takes an inch longer than the other. No, this one's actually for Nick. It's a good one for Nick.
I thought we were doing Tristan.
Nope, we already did
Tristan.
I'm
on break.
Sorry, Joe.
Say, hey, Nick, he has some itemized lists for you.
God damn.
On how you can keep a girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Good job, Joe.
I'm bad at that.
Yeah. I like this Joe guy. I'm back on Team Joe. Oh, go, right. Joe.
First one.
Go ahead.
Don't let her know you write into a podcast that uses the word fuck word on the regular basis.
Did you just hang on? Let's go back up. I just want to read this. That uses you said uses the word fuck word. I was about to get Joe, but no, we're good. Joe, you did not type that.
Okay, you just said that. Why did you
number
say
two,
that?
Number two, definitely.
Pat can't read. Go to that university and get a degree where you can know something about everything.
It's creative reading.
I just got a very general degree. Yeah. I've got a degree in lamps.
You're just illiterate. That's not creative reading.
I'll be honest.
It can mean whatever you want it to mean.
You guys are laughing. That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. He's like, I went to college, and he was just like, what do you want to do? And I was like, what am I closest to finishing? And we spent a half an hour while he went through and went, systems and informations management. I was like, sure, what's that? And he said, it's got one math class. And I went, we're in. Let's do that. So all I did was take a bunch of BS business and English classes. The degree means nothing.
What is your degree actually in?
Systems and information.
You told me so many things. You told me it was in fucking creative.
I have an audio engineering degree. I do. That one you don't use. But my university degree is in systems and information management.
But not in English and paragraph structure.
It's with a minor in technical writing.
Are you kidding me?
Technically writing?
Yes. I'm technically writing, guys.
You guys don't understand.
No, that's a good skill.
I actually Zach Morris my way through college. Nothing I took was relevant to the next class.
That's awesome.
I just fit the hour requirement and bounced out.
So your degree is in 100 level classes.
I took a bunch of
degree in how not to get a degree.
I took a bunch of 200 level classes and one and a bunch of like 300 and 400 level English classes. Yeah, that's all I did.
Degree in college.
Yeah, I went to college. I got a receipt.
Hang that receipt.
I've got a degree. I've got a degree in Psych 100 in algebra. All
right. So number two on the things of how. Okay. So this is what he said. He had an itemized list that answered your question of how do you get someone not to abandon you.
Well, I need to cut in on this because this Joe dude really likes the podcast.
He does.
I mean, I'm proud of Joe. Dude. God damn, I've never written an email that long in my entire fucking life, and I write emails for a living. This is insane.
Number two, definitely do not mention the size of her lady bits on said podcast because that is insensitive. Three, definitely do not use the phrase sneeze my dick nose into her happy box when describing the meaningful.
Seconded. Whatever. Dude, don't use that one.
That just means you gotta find a cooler chick.
That's no, Joe's
were
right.
Those, are those your words?
Those are your words. You said that on a Laser Brain episode.
I said that?
Dude, trust fucking Claptrap over here.
Dude, no, he's got. Dude, Joe goes in and describes an episode to the number.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
we're Jesus get Christ, to, Joe. Get so, a fucking life, Joe!
Don't you ever say that!
Don't you get alive. Just touch feet, and I need to clip my toenails!
I'm super stoked that we have that fan. Like, I'm super stoked.
Socks or condoms for footsie.
Yeah. Number three, or number four, don't knock her up.
No.
Number five, don't use the phrase "knock her up." Six, don't let on that you are insecure about literally everything you do that can smell. Yeah. Number seven,
accurate.
Never let her see you cry in the middle of The Martian, Apollo 13, or Mass Effect 3. Do not let that son of a bitch Lorenzo get within 500 feet of her. His hunger knows no bounds.
Lorenzo ate all the pussy. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I need a t-shirt.
Number nine, he forgot what nine was. Number 10, just accept that she is going to watch the entire series of Gilmore Girls once a year. Accept this. Stave off the anger. Push it deep, deep down.
Well, Melissa McCarthy's in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
you like Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, she's
funny. Got her start.
They're making a new series now too. Yeah. So yeah,
I've watched a couple episodes. They suck, but they're passable. They're passed for TV.
All right, so here's another thing. This is where he starts fact checking. I have to agree with Patrick and Nick that Nick never mentioned the fact that his first time participating in coitus was via the rusty wagon wheel. I know he has mentioned that he has participated in such an act, but not specifically that he lost his virgin that way.
Is it called the rusty wagon wheel?
Yeah. I don't know.
And why?
He did say the phrase.
Is like,
it's shaped like a.
He did.
No,
say
it's not. It's a circle.
What's wrong with your asshole?
Circle. There's a reason that the circle. Circle.
He did say the phrase "I lost my virginity to an asshole once," but the context suggested that he was describing.
How many times do you lose that?
The lady boy, with whom he lost the fee card. But how do I know that I can trust your knowledge on this one, Joe? Well, I'm glad you asked because I got my laser brain knowledge on lock. Like, speaking of which, guys, hey, if you're really trying to keep your identity safe, then do not release Laser Brain episode 21. In that episode alone, Patrick mentions to Nick and Tristan, who's changed his last name to something else, that his birthday is in August, and Tristan mentions in the same episode that his birthday is in October. So yeah, keep that one secret, sure. You wouldn't want to be a creepy. You wouldn't want a creepy weirdo camping out in the woods of Bowling Green, Kentucky, with his high-powered telescope and video camera, mumbling, talk funny to me, over and over again as he touches himself with a 7mm bolt-action Magnum rifle in inappropriate ways. I'm gonna trust
the,
it.
The joke's on you, Joe, because I don't live in Bowling Green now. I live Joe in is,
where? What town?
Joe doesn't do anything half-assed. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Joe's a whole-ass type of guy.
Are you friends with Joe in real life?
I consider this a friendship.
But no. Did you like meet him in college?
No, we were fucking talking about. We were talking about. Hey, if you know, send us an email to Through Being Cool. He found this show by trying to find old Laser Brain episodes.
Really?
So yeah. He went looking for the old show, found this show.
But he had no clue. Like, you've not personally do not know him.
No, he lives across the country.
Once or twice a week.
Really? He lives
like on the opposite side. I think in Utah, right?
He lives in Utah. Everyone
where most of our listeners are.
Beeps, huh?
Most of our listeners are in Utah.
Really?
It's a weird thing.
It's the low gravity beers that they can't fucking get.
I would go that they're rebellion to their religious nature and trying to find something on the opposite end of the spectrum is what draws them into this show.
I was just going to say the big shiny robot thing, but you could do that thing too.
Yeah, big shiny robot.
Murtaugh is what I'm going to call it.
Big shiny robot more than the fact that people.
Can we talk about something else real quick that I was telling you?
Absolutely not.
Try.
Yeah. Sorry. Give it a shot. Me and Pat will show
you. I texted Patrick about like 8 or 9 months ago. I got a text out of the blue that was saying, "Is this stinky skin?"
You texting him?
No.
No.
Nope.
Oh, so he changed his number.
I checked the number.
We gave your phone number out on a very early 3D Cool episode.
As we just discussed, numbers were given out on the Willy Nilly.
Did you really do that?
Shit. Because I was just kind of, but the rule was like, do not be mean. Right. If you're mean, we'll shut it down.
How are you going to
shut it down?
How do you shut that down?
I don't know.
Starting now, guys. No more texting Tristan, okay?
So his number is 502. I won't do it again. No, that's because we wanted to find out if Tristan was listening to this show. So we were like, text him. And all you have to text him, two words, stinky skin.
Okay, stinky skin.
So yeah, stinky skin.
How many did you get?
I got two, actually, I think. So one was... You didn't tell me this.
I didn't until now.
Yeah, until just now, because I asked him about it. I was like, I just got a random text that says stinky skin.
Why would I admit to something I had done for fun?
And I looked up the number, and it was a Utah number. So.
It was probably one of the Zogs.
Probably.
What's a Zug?
It's this group of kids who started listening to Laser Brain when they were like 13.
It was on the January 21st and January 22nd. One was, it said stinky skin, and I was like, I said, who is this that speaks of my stinky skin?
Did he say who it was?
And no.
Good on you.
And then on January 22nd, and they said stinky skin, but it was a different number, so I said, so it is the Zogs. But nobody ever responded.
I love that happened. Your number is what again, Tristan? Just so we have it? Because you and Kenny are friends now, so you should probably have each other's phone numbers.
Yeah, but you're going to have to record it, because I won't put it in my phone. So I'll find my pocket, so you just have to say it.
Just say it, and we'll go back and listen to it.
I'll put it in my phone.
I'll give you a creative number.
Oh, that's rude. That's a rude thing you said. So this girl,
creative math.
What's it smell like?
Her skin.
Does she know about all your shit yet?
Yeah, her dead skin.
You're dating a gay girl? Yeah.
Just her skin's gay.
Well,
she's out of that skin.
I just got a gay mouth.
Well, the top layer of all of our skin is gay.
Dick, but what?
The top layer of all of our skin is gay. That's why it flakes off. It's all gay skin.
You're saying gay people are flaky, dude? Because that's fucked up.
Don't go there, man.
Don't do that to Gabriel. Don't do that to Alan Jackson.
I love that fucking story. Oh, do you know that story?
It kills me.
Please tell. I don't care about reiterating story. Please tell Jason that story.
Yeah, because the past fucking 30 minutes have all been reiterating everything. Take this time, guys. We're actually going to call back to entire episodes now. not just this episode. Anymore. So, in church as a child, we were going to... There was a bunch of fucking rednecks. Because it's church, right? So,
that's the truest thing that's ever
it's
been
really,
said on
yeah,
the show.
People go to church to eat fucking fried chicken at potlucks. That is the only reason
you won't
I think
do a potluck,
people,
will you?
No, I think they're disgusting. I want to know the fucking people who've made my food, unless I go to a drive-thru and then I can expect that, hey, I'm going to eat this anyway because I'm a piece of garbage. But I got to bring myself down to their level. But so we were going, we were riding to some fucking church thing. The bus, and me and my buddy were making fun of Alan Jackson, the acclaimed country singer. Let's say, remember when? Is it 9/11 song? Or what was that song? Is that
about booting your ass?
Hang on.
No, that's
no, that's Toby Keith.
No,
but
Kobe teeth.
Kobe's teeth. That's Toby's teeth.
the where were you?
Nobody's gonna do Toby Queef. Nobody's do it. I'll do it.
Remember when. The metal version, Toby Priest.
Toby Which this Priest. Is good because it's topical. Cause
we're gonna go ahead and listen to part of this because it is 9/11. We're actually gonna even listen to the ad.
We're gonna listen to the ad.
We don't have any clearance for that.
This is UT Bad now.
Toby sounds a bit different than I remember.
Yeah, well, that's Tobey. A lot of old pictures of somebody cutting out.
Toby B.
Kobe B.
Kobe B.
What is
this? Porn
this
name.
Is Alan Jackson's September 11th song.
Remember when? Oh, his other September.
Does he have two?
I don't know
that this is his September
11th. Is this Kobe T?
I thought it was.
I don't think this has anything to do with September 11th. I think this is about being in love, which is the exact opposite of September 11th.
No, it's not. It's the.
Hang on.
This is not.
This is all. This is completely off.
Remember when we got married and then they took those towers down?
Remember when? Okay, hang on.
Remember when no one could fly to the wedding because the damn desert people blew up the
building? Let's see. I'm just going to type in Alan Jackson, 9/11.
I would say that Alan Jackson is my 9/11.
This is the show's 9/11. Here it is. It's the same fucking song.
It's not.
Listen, you'll hear it.
And I love that, buddy. Yeah, bye. Wait for the ad to kick back in.
Wait, Alan Jackson is singing a song. Same song. Oh, this kind of sounds like.
Where were you when the world stopped turning?
This kind of sounds like it would be like 90s R&B, doesn't it?
Where were you when the world stopped turning?
All that September. Is that a Superman reference?
I think so.
Man,
were you in the yard with your wife and your children or working a song stage in L.A.? Talking the sides of the black smoke, rising up against that blue sky. Did you shout? Look at this fucking guy. It's Lars. It's Lars.
Wait, Lars?
It's Lars.
Lars.
Look at that.
What? Oh. He's just there to remind you you're illegally listening to the song.
Oh,
so
this is the what is?
It's like the same song. Remember when? But anyway.
Well, so. I mean, that's like 90% of country songs is just like talking about a thing that happened, and that's like in not
that's
a sing-song voice. So.
Oh my god,
it's true. But yes, yeah, so we were making fun of Alan Jackson, as you can tell from
as you should moving
forward. Right, exactly. Yes. Remember when we played Alan Jackson? We should make fun of him.
Where were you when those guys were making fun of me?
Y'all sons of bitches.
Why didn't you defend me?
Who even knows what a podcast is?
Y'all didn't.
Y'all are a bunch of hacks that steal my goddamn music illegally.
Lars Ulrich picture pops up.
Didn't defend my honor like we defend America.
Yeah, so speaking of defending Alan Jackson's honor, so we're making fun of this bitch. And Alan Jackson is this bitch. And this big old fat girl turns around and she goes, "Don't do that to Alan Jackson." In that exact voice.
That,
and
dude.
We fucking lost it.
As if you were actually doing it
right.
To...
Right. It's not like her friend or her cousin or brother or anything.
I pictured
as
this
if
bus.
Alan was in the seat next
right.
to you.
I picture like three rows back, Alan Jackson just sitting in his big just old hat out the window like,
crying.
These motherfuckers
yeah.
don't even know I'm
hey,
here.
Hey, guys.
I'm so sick of y'all making fun of me.
I'm, writing a,
everything in
I'm writing a song right now. I swear to God I am.
I swear to God.
What, are these jeans too tight or something? Come on, y'all.
Take a look at my nook.
Oh, my God. So, for real,
Nick,
you having sex with that girl?
I literally already answered you. You
I
said yes or no answer.
I literally.
Just said no.
You're not having sex there yet?
Three times now. No.
Let's call her.
Can we, like, let's go to the other questions that you have in your questionnaire.
Remember when...
I answered Patrick's question four fucking times.
So, it was just like 3 minutes.
But no,
ago.
Like,
how'd you meet her?
But like, for
that's
real,
a great question.
Are you?
I'm not good at remembering.
How did you meet this girl? You're not bonging. Bonging. It's like boning and banging. It's bonging.
We've talked about this too.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we have.
Not on this show. It was, conversations don't happen until you get right here.
You're in the bone zone?
Conversations.
With Tristan. I met her at the shop.
With what?
The card shop.
Did she try to out-magic you and then made your dick real hard?
What?
Made my dick real wet.
My butt got hard as fuck. My dick got wet as shit.
My cheeks got burst.
My butt got wet.
I got cock hard and butt wet.
It was all sweat, from, I think.
Probably from the seepage.
From the cum.
From the cum seepage.
So you met her at the card shop, and was she just kind of like, hey there, you good-looking mage, you?
Sure.
Did you whip out your best magic card?
You know I'm just going to keep... Yeah, I'm just going to placate.
I know you're going to yes and this. That's why I keep asking you. Mm. Did you walk in there and she was like, cool robe?
Oh, you know what you should have done? Is held a magic card down here but had your dick out and be like, hey, grab this card. And then she grabbed your dick.
I just like having... I like seeing him give that face to other people.
We're going to be best friends, Tristan. Just you wait.
And you'll hate us too.
Whether you like it or not, we're going to be best friends.
We're best friends now. I got your name tattooed.
I like to force myself on people. That's I got your... I'm gonna call it rape. I call it really, really, really being in love.
I got your name and phone number and address.
Right. It's boop.
Shout out to Joe.
Joe and the Zogs. Keep the text coming.
Keep the text about coming.
And oh, dude.
L-Train.
So when did you leave your other job? I didn't know that you left.
I did so well. They took our job away.
They took our job.
They did.
Every Best Buy.
No, just the 10x20s. We were number one in every category for a year and a half, and they closed the doors because they couldn't afford to pay us. Because
they could pay three Mexican people what they were paying you.
I mean, that's essentially what happened. Mm.
Which, by the way, you'll probably want to bleep what I said. Oh, because I ain't there no more.
I'm not there anymore.
Do you want to buy this tablet?
Maybe
hello,
people.
Senor, I have many tablets.
I want to buy any phone.
Maybe people from Utah will want to like make the journey to smell where you used to stand.
Oh,
or something.
They love things.
You're listening to racist.
They love smelling things.
Utah
loves
smelling things.
He's not doing
any
racist impressions. We don't want to implicate him.
That's how they talk. They're all like, taco, taco.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Fuck you guys.
That's how they talk.
Yeah, people who like tacos and are real excited about it. Oh, you thought I was talking about Mexicans. No, they're all like, we want to fuck your fat white meme. That's how they talk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Both of you guys.
Pass out.
I'm going to sit out the bit.
I got to fall over, guys. Sorry.
Got to bail on this bit now.
Yeah. And I'm gone. Car's outside. See how my
fucker's actually, Kenny got me a job at a very real job. Like, nice. In a very corporate environment.
Like, are you in a cubicle? A cubicle?
Kind of.
Yeah, that's what they're
called. Kind of.
That's what they're called.
It rules.
On a technicality.
I thought I
was. Is there a reason why it wouldn't be a cubicle? Like,
the walls don't go all the way up; they go like halfway.
So in the walls,
but they're
come tumbling down in the walls.
So the walls
come tumbling down.
I'm just trying to think of the ways that something would be a half cubicle. So is it like the walls aren't all the way up, but there's still a door?
It's like right here.
The walls come like right here.
But so yeah, but there's like a little swinging door that
latches
and everything.
No, your back is to everybody at all times.
Well,
it's not
yes.
A 1980s.
It only comes up to here. They call it cubicles.
Yeah, cubicles.
Well, my back is always just to like
to the world,
to the wall.
The
facing
whole
back
the wall.
To the world. Middle finger in the air.
That
kid rocks. It might be.
That sounds like something some dude yells on a boat when his boss is calling him. He's pretending to be sick. I can't go in today. Back to the world. Middle finger in the air.
Is that Kid Rock's new song?
This explosion like I just don't care. No, I'm just making this up. But I could be Kid Rock.
Got a ponytail hat on.
But like, I just want you guys to know
I
could
think
be
that's,
Kid
this
Rock.
This shit comes real fucking easy, kid.
That's why he's not special is that anyone could be Kid Rock. Let me just say this bunch of garbage real quick. BRB.
Are you on break now?
Oh, no, I was saying I'm going to say this bunch of garbage here. No, I can still talk when I'm not working. So.
Oh, you can? No, it's
can
like
you
a,
talk while you drink?
It's,
if you want me to try.
Yes, it's like a cubicle that like I just sit, I kind of like roll into it, and then I just kind of like stare at the computer screen for about an hour and a half out of the day.
Are you in a chair when you're rolling into
it? I could be
it?
In a chair.
Some people, on a medicine ball.
Some people show off and stand up like a bunch of dickheads, but I'm not going
to fucking do that, but I had a chair also.
I stand by my statement.
Literally, like, stand by it?
I will sit by that statement. Not
I will
like
sit
statement.
On that statement.
Not like a dick.
I'm going to treat your face like a statement and sit on it.
I'm going to stand on it. I just
can't get this visual out of my head of, like, you and Tristan on a boat, and, like, Tristan leaning back, driving it like this, and you're just like, back to the world.
By the way, what do you do next weekend?
That. Yeah. I think Pat's pretty much made the plans for us.
Let's see. Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to bounce here. All right. I've got a 1:30 appointment here, guys.
Where are you going?
Over to somebody's house.
With your wife?
Back to the world, middle fingers in the air, going to somebody's house for a barbecue over there.
Are you really?
Yeah, I
can
you
me and
this.
Nick break in your pool while you're at that barbecue?
No,
oh, I like this
pool's
one.
Broken
see,
already.
See the rules?
Well,
see
the rules
the
pool's here? Fucking broken already.
Like it doesn't hold water anymore?
Yeah, it's like it's got some
oh, that's
somewhere.
Right, never mind. It is yeah. Doing the one thing that would make a pool.
Too cool
I don't remember
to pull.
That now, but you don't remember when I told you the other day, hey, I got to be done by 1:30. Luckily...
How long have we been recording?
Two hours.
Well, how long before I got here?
Not very long.
Like okay. 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
Well, let's wrap it up then.
Let's wrap it up. Better wrap that gravel up, please.
Yeah, I can eat.
You want to go eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to do that.
We're going to crash that barbecue with you. I'm just kidding. That would be so fucking
let's
rude.
Let's do that. You're I'm going to be like, hey, I brought my crew. Okay, some friends. But
I don't know if you guys know, but I have an entourage.
This is kind of my thing. I know that everybody else
it's
is
just Tristan walking in, eating off other people's plates, sacking drinks out of people's hands.
And just so you know, they're really rude.
Right.
So
don't expect much,
no.
Is all I'm saying.
Nick's like, this
but
is
I'm
mine
here.
Now. My balls are in it.
If you have children, you should probably take them home.
Or put them in the
anybody
oven.
Anybody gonna fuck these kids?
Put them in the oven.
Put them in the oven? Put them in the other room? Holy Lord! Or put them in the oven at 350.
I did.
Nice ham glaze.
You guys
just keep basting your kids in the oven.
I'm gonna go.
30 minutes. What are you
doing? I just yelled, these kids sitting around here going unfucked. And you're like, can I throw these kids in the oven?
Which
you gotta bait them before
I'm
you
so
baste them.
Holy shit.
If they go to,
tried to fucking
and,
get in the oven.
And by bait, I mean I'm gonna jerk your kid off.
If you cook a kid when he's full of cum, it'll bubble up and ruin the meat.
You gotta cut his dick and balls off. Drain that fucking cum out.
Oh my god.
It's called marinade.
It's called marination.
I'd apologize, but
how do you,
at 57 episodes, this is your fault. This is like the girl who stops wearing panties and hangs out with the wrong crowd. It's your fault now. It's your
dang,
fault.
Is there a...
That's it. How is that going further than what we just said? I don't know. But it did go a little further. Pat
especially
is
when you were the one that brought it up.
That's
well, actually,
true.
Yeah,
Pat's
you...
like, your fault. I raped a chick.
My name's Patrick. I'm talking about fucking kids. Hey, wait, by the way, pump the brakes, guys.
Yeah,
let's slow down. Let's
quick.
Slow down.
I rape. My name's Patrick. I rape. I bet that dude fucking rapes.
Yeah, when people see me in my fucking cut-off jean shorts on my huffy every day, that's the first word out their mouths is, that dude rapes. Alright, so we'll be back next week. Hopefully we'll all have microphones and it won't be the audible nightmares that this is probably going to end up being.
Remember when? Girl, I'm going to make that a 9/11 song. I know there's a verse about 9/11 in there.
Okay. I'm
not arguing. You were earlier, Pat. Now you're giving
no,
up.
I'm going to play.
Giving up like a pussy.
I'm going to play Lee Greenwood for the entirety of the 2 hours.
On top of it. We should be interrupting.
Holy shit.
I'm going to play it nonstop. For 2 hours, and it'll never be addressed until right now. as we wrap up the episode.
If you don't do that, there's something fucking wrong with this. Oh, that would be the most amazing thing ever.
You have to do it.
Holy shit.
It's nothing. I'm going to try to play that song and then try to find covers of it. And just like a bunch of different versions.
Oh, you have to.
I'm proud to be an American.
No. Just cut the chorus out and repeat it.
I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be.
Never let it finish.
I don't know if you listened to this episode, but we recorded.
It's a metaphor for our conversation with Tristan.
So Tristan, check this out. What the hell's passing? I don't know, Nick, do you?
We recorded an episode around Christmas time, and I would start to play.
Why can't we call it Christmas? That's Christmas. Merry Twistmas.
That's the name of the second. Yes. The first episode.
No, name the episode, Christmas.
The first episode is called Gumster Time, and the second half is going to be called Christmas. Harry Christmas.
Harry Christmas.
And a happy new beard.
happy Jew beard.
Parentheses. Back to the world. Little fingers. No, all right, that's the new hashtag for this week, guys. Go out there, do something cool. Hashtag back to the world. Hashtag middle fingers in the air.
Yes, you have to.
All right, so thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us at TP Cool Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, I want to address this really. Have we addressed the fact that me and Wes have joined?
I think it's just knowledge. At this
me
point.
And Wes have joined
the podcast.
We'll like, still be doing some like KWW, but much more infrastructure.
You're about to get hazed first.
Yeah. It'll be either Kenny or Wes, or Kenny and Wes. But when we do everybody, we're going to make sure we have four microphones. Because
yes,
I don't care if no one likes this. This is the most fun I've had all week. My God. All right, so Nick. Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Back to the world, middle fingers in the air. Born ugly, raised stupid.
Bye, Tristan.
Bye,
guys. Twist.
I'm sweaty.
So much fun. Oh, dude, I'm
sweaty.
I'm
so fucking sweaty and gross.
Laughter sweats. Dude, I'm telling you, red face, like forehead sweat. Oh, that was good.
Good Lord.
You just had really strong feelings about the Alan Jackson song.
I know, yeah.
You don't understand.
Listen to me now.
This song about a wedding is also about 9/11.
Well, it's a metaphor.
If you use creative listening, then you will interpret it to
hear whatever you want to hear.
Oh my God.
Listener.